Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced in an address to the nation Thursday that he is directing states, tribes, and territories to ensure everyone is eligible for COVID-19 vaccination by May 1st. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and three coronavirus vaccines in record time, that will be achievable. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's alleged mistreatment of women is moving up the legal chain. Thursday, the Albany Police Department got involved in a case focusing on the sixth accuser that Cuomo allegedly groped at the governor's mansion. As the list of lawmakers telling Cuomo to resign from office continues to grow, Mr. Cuomo said he won't, and he has done nothing wrong. It could become a crime to taunt a police officer in Kentucky under a bill that passed the state Senate. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 2211 on Thursday and now awaits House input. Under the legislation, anyone who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer could face up to 90 days in jail and fines. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The United States House of Representatives are moving ahead with legislation aimed at your right to bear arms. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm.
The National Rifle Association denounced the House action on Thursday and argued Congress instead should be approving gun rights measures. President Biden on Thursday signed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package into law. The feds have now spent $5 trillion in the last year fighting the virus that originated in Wuhan, China. The bill signing was originally planned for Friday afternoon, but was moved up a day after the bill arrived at the White House following the House vote on Wednesday. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There are plenty of complaints about the coronavirus stimulus package. It will cost too much. Why not cut out half the pork and give Americans $2,800 checks? But there are some good aspects. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the House securing final passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid bill. The legislation does provide a new round of $1,400 stimulus checks, enhanced unemployment benefits, and expanded child tax credits. President Biden signing the bill Thursday. As far as how the bill will help working class Americans, DNC Chairman James Harrison tells CNN.
This bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will have be impacted because of this. I mean, just think about it, Don. We are increasing the child tax credit in this bill from $2,000. You got a kid like mine that's under the age of six. I got a two-year-old. That will go from $2,000 to $3,600 for a poor family that is struggling right now because of COVID. That's a game changer. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And whoever thought it would all come down to this, right? I mean, the speech last night from President Biden, I mean, part of us were just cheering on because he was... He was holding up there, I mean, even with a teleprompter, he was finishing statements. Not much of a train wreck per se that people anticipated because of his failing health, obviously. But he hung in there, and I think people were just, you know, there was such low expectation on it. But then you heard what he had to say, and you're starting to connect all the dots. I mean, we just came through this most incredible 2020 election, which remains, so many questions that you're not supposed to ask in polite company these days, I guess. And they're trying to do everything they can to penalize you if you say something wrong. I mean, people, it's bad enough. Some radio stations, some personnel, some hosts are getting canceled. Twitter, you know, won't let you play their reindeer games anymore. All this stuff has gotten out of control. And then we look at what's going on with corporate America. And what people are starting to realize is that this is quite the cabal, and they are pigpiling against anybody who is a constitutionalist, anybody who actually believes in the freedoms enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. Justin Danhof joins us now, and he's going to explain further. Justin is general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he has it's been his most recent life ambition, which probably is, you know, probably 10 plus years, right, Justin? Your life's mission to hold corporate America accountable and to have them line up with principles that they supposedly in their mission statement say it is. But what we're seeing more and more of is this exchange from a free market and, the America that you and I grew up with to this globalist, corporate entity that's happening, right?
Well, it's about power, yeah. Right? And the left, the right generally advances policy and ideas. The left talks about those things, but the left really cares about power. And so how do you get and gain more power? Well, you go through the cultural institutions, right? Mm. So if you slice Americana up into the cultural lanes, right? Academia, media, even religion, most American churches are a shell of what they used to be, right?
Exactly, right.
And so what was left was corporate America. And I've been, screaming on the rooftop for a decade that big business is far from, no longer conservative, but they're woke.
Yes.
They are run by leftist, globalist elites that believe in a far left world vision. And that's who they're hiring. That's who's getting promoted. That's who's in the C-suites, and that's who's in the boards. And what do they do with that power? Well, they cancel conservatism, obviously. Right. And so, interestingly, you've had me on this show for a decade now, probably,
yes.
Right?
Right,
and we've
exactly.
been talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But conservatives are so slow, so slow to wake up to what's been happening. But finally, Bill, I've got a good data point. They have.
Mm-hmm.
Gallup has polled Americans on our cultural institutions for decades now.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives have always, in every single annual Gallup poll, had a positive view of corporate America until last year.
Mm.
2020 changed everything. The favorability rating of corporate America amongst conservatives dropped from 57% the prior year all the way down to 31%, almost cut in half.
Wow.
And it's
in one year, Justin?
Yes.
That is
the
huge.
First time in American history that big business has been underwater with the conservatives. So, hey, they're finally getting the message that I've been spouting for 10 years.
Exactly. Well, now you've got to let your money do your talking, because that's what corporate America, you know, although they're counting on what's going to happen outside of the United States, because this is what irritated them so much about Donald Trump. Donald Trump was reordering our country and our business principles to put America first. That is anathema to corporate America that wants to be, you know, they're going for the globalist agenda, which is America last, right? I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, it's not very complicated, I should say, right?
Well, just look at China. China is the prime example of this. President Trump took the hardest stance we've had a president take on China in, you know, more than a generation. Perhaps more than any president ever has, because he realizes the, you know, systemic threat that we face from the Chinese Communist Party. Because while they have businesses all throughout China, they are beholden. If somebody from the Chinese Communist Party comes and taps on your shoulder and says, you know, you need to steal that software, or you need to, you know, if you're a professor at a university, you need to steal that research, they have to comply.
Right.
It's not a choice that they have. They must comply, or somebody in their family back in China is going to be in a big world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so President Trump did a few things that were very commendable. He said that, for example, Chinese companies that were listed on U.S. exchanges either had to start complying with SEC auditing standards or get kicked off.
Right.
Right? And that's just common sense.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, why would they be participating in our field of play according to their own rules and not the rules that were already established? I mean, that's common sense.
Oh, you want to know why? Because in 2013, Vice President Biden ordered the SEC to stand down and let these companies be listed. So the SEC complied. Think about that. These are the stories that don't get talked about very often.
Right.
And President Trump came in and he said, why in the world would we allow them to be listed on our markets if they're not complying with our financial standards? American companies have to comply with SEC financial standards. Why the heck would we let Chinese companies on here that don't? Because who's at risk? American investors, who most of them are largely unaware of that story.
Exactly.
So President Trump was looking out for your investment dollars. He was looking out for you, the American people, who want to retire someday and are relying on that 401k. We had things like the Thrift Savings Plan, which is the retirement plan for the U.S. government employees, which includes our military.
Mm-hmm.
They were about to be invested heavily weighted with Chinese communist companies.
Oh.
Literally, our own military was going to have their retirement plan investing in the Chinese companies that are building bombs aimed back at our soldiers. President Trump said no. And so for all of this, corporate America hated his guts, because China is easy money, and it has been for a long time. And the corporatists love to make easy money off China. But it's a shell game. It doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
But President Trump was really looking out for the American people, the American workers, and the American investors. And guess what? Big business hated him for it. And now we've got President Biden in there trying to unring every bell when it comes to China and, you know, put a big hug around China once again at the behest of big Wall Street titans. So that's why conservatives, one reason they're starting to wake up. They said, wait a minute. What you learned in college, that, you know, big business is just country club Republicans, that doesn't seem to add up anymore. It seems like Wall Street keeps doing the bidding of the left, and that Wall Street's pushed back on almost everything President Trump tried to do.
Exactly.
So they see that. And, you know,
well, Justin, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. More from Justin Danhof after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 1 in 3 Americans say their financial goal for the first half of 2021 is to increase their savings. To be an effective saver, it's important to form habits that make savings simple and automatic. Chris Wong, Senior Vice President, Consumer Savings Executive at Bank of America.
With many Americans looking to save more this year, it's important to review your spending habits, create a budget, and set goals. Making a commitment to saving even just a small amount each month can help put you on a path to financial success, and there are many easy-to-use tools that can help make saving simple.
Using Bank of America's Keep the Change program, you can build your savings automatically by rounding up each purchase to the nearest dollar, turning spare change into savings. It's an easy way to make spending part of your savings plan. To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Lest we forget, three most powerful words in our Constitution, We the People. Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Justin Danhof continues. Justin, thank you so much for breaking this down, because, as you say, the dots are starting to be connected. And I've got to imagine that people have, particularly, you know, corporate America officials, have got to be getting a little bit nervous unless they're so sold out on this America Last concept that they think, okay, we can live without America's investment, that we no longer need them, that there's more gold in the hills outside of the United States of America, and what the CCP has to offer us is mo better than a free America.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think that there are some folks, specifically the Wall Street crowd, the capital markets crowd, the Larry Finks of BlackRock, the JP Diamonds of the world, right? That's possible that that's where they are. But I do think that there are still American companies. I'm thinking, Boeing, food and food companies, hospitality companies that still want to invest in America, that still see America as a great country for doing business. I think banking and finance are two sectors that are probably just lost and just revel in the corporatocracy that is
yes.
the elite class.
Yes, this corporate illusion that they bought in corporate delusion, I should say, that they seem to be focused on right now. And you've challenged and you've asked them, pointed questions, considering the incongruity of what they say their mission of their company is all about and how they go about doing it in selling their very souls out. And they are, misrepresenting themselves that in any other case, Justin, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. I mean, this in a sense is false advertising, isn't it? Especially when you're talking about people's money.
Oh, big time, right? So the biggest trend in investing right now and the biggest buzz in corporate America is something called ESG, right? And this is environment, social, and governance. And when you see ESG, your eyes might, gloss over, but really this is the number one investment trend in America at the moment. And folks have no idea what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to break it down to you very simply. ESG is whatever a liberal political interest group is trying to achieve through corporate action. So the ESG activists at the SEIU and Greenpeace and As You Sow and Ceres Investing, these are all far left-wing outfits, but they file almost all the shareholder resolutions in America that some of these companies that aren't quite woke yet, well, now they're getting shareholder proposals from these groups demanding that the C-suite have complete affirmative action across the board and that they advance racial equity, that boards of directors start putting union members on the boards. So some of these companies that aren't even awful yet, they're going to become awful because what happens is what the crazy leftists are asking for today, that becomes mainstream in about 3 or 4 years. It's normally about that far of a time frame. And I'll give you one great example.
Okay.
3 or 4 years ago, the SEIU and Jesse Jackson started demanding that companies, quote, diversify their board. But, of course, only the left-wing kind of diversity will suffice, right?
Mm.
So you had to put, an underrepresented minority, a woman, or an LGBTQ member on your board to satisfy Jesse Jackson. Many companies went ahead and did that. Well, that was just through shareholder action. Then, fast forward, now the NASDAQ, has gone to the SEC for permission, and the SEC is going to rubber stamp this, by the way, to delist any company on its exchange if they don't have two diverse board members, one being a woman and one being either an underrepresented minority or LGBTQ member. So, again, it went from the activist group to mainstream,
wow.
right? NASDAQ is one of our biggest exchanges here in the United States of America. But guess what? Remember how we're talking about how Wall Street has sold out to the
yes.
Chinese?
Uh-huh.
Guess who's exempt?
Of course.
Chinese companies are exempt from diversifying their boards because far be it from Wall Street to suggest that, a Chinese company might have to put a Uyghur Muslim on their board, for example, right?
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
And certainly not a woman.
Mm.
Think about the duplicity of that. They're forcing American companies on their exchange to, search far and wide for board members that may not have expertise for their specific business, but that look the right way.
Exactly.
While letting Chinese companies get away with whatever they want. How duplicitous is that?
Well, it's beyond, being duplicitous. It's idiotic.
And this is the stuff that we're embracing right now. And is it any wonder why, you know, Joe Biden wants us to re-engage with the Paris Climate Accord? You know, it's everything against America. Take care of the Chinese, coddle them as they continue on with their agenda, which is real clear that even, you know, some of the military geniuses are saying, look at you guys have to wake up. You know, the enemy is right before us. He is not even existential. He is amongst us. I mean, we've got the Confucius Institute already in control of how many universities? What, something like 41 universities in our country right now? As you say, you know, stealing intellectual property, you know, funneling it and going, you know, without being checked. And President Trump was starting to put some oversight into that. And of course, that got erased really quick, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's just, you know, put America last again, as you said, right? Because that seems to be, you know, I'm just waiting for the apology tour next, right? We're going to get apology tour 2.0.
Yeah, that may be part of the Biden blitz. The blitz is supposed to be coming, right? The no malarkey tour number two, I guess, or deja vu. I don't know what you're going to call it, but yeah.
That's right. But look, folks, there's hope out there because the left figured out how to co-opt corporate America to be the one that is their mouthpiece and that carries the water for them. The right should be able to figure this out, too. Those shareholder resolutions that I talked about 3 and 4 years ago on boards, diversifying, the right didn't show up and vote those down. Conservative investors didn't vote their values. Wow. If we had stopped that then, it may not have got up to the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So, again, these now shareholder proposals that are out there that are demanding union members get a quota on boards and that the C-suite must advance racial equity. If we don't shoot these down now, NASDAQ's going to ask in 3 or 4 years that these things become the rule of the land, and then the New York Stock Exchange is going to follow suit. Mm-hmm. So I implore you, if you are an investor, vote your values. Voting doesn't just happen at the political ballot box, folks. If you're mad that, you know, Coca-Cola recently asked all of its employees that are white to somehow change their melatonin level to, quote, be less white. If you were mad about that story and all you did was go and post a meme on Facebook, you didn't accomplish very much.
Right.
But guess what? Coca-Cola shareholder meetings April 20th, vote their board members out. If you think that's nonsense, vote every single one of their board members off the board. Right? You have that. You have that power, but the data shows that liberal investors vote at dramatically higher clips than conservative investors. So the companies think their investor base wants all this woke nonsense because
exactly.
They're showing up to vote.
Well, Justin, boy, this is a great warning, you know, to American investors to stand up. I mean, you know, people often ask me, go, we the people. How do, what does that mean? I go, it commands you to get involved. You need to engage every aspect of your livelihood. I mean, your money, you can't just turn your money over. I mean, why don't you just turn it over? Why don't you just send it to the communist Chinese and just hope and pray that maybe you might have some retirement money at the end of the day, right? And then not feel guilty that the Chinese took your money and they invested it in ballot harvesting of the Uyghurs in East Turkestan.
That's right. You know, look, I've been engaging with corporate America for 10 years. I know how to do it. Come to nationalsenate.org. Track me down on Twitter at Dan Hoff Justin. Engaging is fun and it's effective, more importantly. We're not going to win by sitting back and doing nothing.
We've got to push back, and this is the way to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Justin, again, the address, the URL they need to go to. Go ahead.
Nationalcenate.org. Track me down.
There he is, Justin Danhoff. He's the general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. Justin, great stuff. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Thanks, Phil.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced in an address to the nation Thursday that he is directing states, tribes, and territories to ensure everyone is eligible for COVID-19 vaccination by May 1st. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed and 3 coronavirus vaccines in record time, that will be achievable. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's alleged mistreatment of women is moving up the legal chain. Thursday, the Albany Police Department got involved in the case, focusing on the 6th accuser that Cuomo allegedly groped at the governor's mansion. As the list of lawmakers telling Cuomo to resign from office continues to grow, Mr. Cuomo said he won't, and he has done nothing wrong. It could become a crime to taunt a police officer in Kentucky under a bill that passed the state Senate. The bill passed the Kentucky Senate 2211 on Thursday and now awaits House input. Under the legislation, anyone who accosts, insults, taunts, or challenges a law enforcement officer could face up to 90 days in jail and fines. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, our mission is to give you some, some supportive edification and foundation to those opinions, because we need to move out of opinion and into truth and reality through the process. This is why the First Amendment right is so critical to the process, is that, yes, initially it starts out like any, in a sense, it is a bit of science. You ask questions, you put it out there for public debate, you work on it until you formulate something of reason and something of consequence that will actually edify and help Americans, help America's society be better as a result, as opposed to just canceling people and saying, well, we don't want your opinion here. Well, what do you end up with? Like we were talking about before, that old saying, two people with the same opinion means one is redundant and unnecessary. And so this is what we're raising up. We're raising up a bunch of people with the same opinion. And this is why you can hear a speech from President Biden last night. And I don't know about you, but I have an increasing number of people who are texting me going, what an insult. What an insult from the President of the United States. I mean, and he doesn't see it. He doesn't get it. And the woke culture and the woke administrators of his administration think that's all fine. I mean, one of the thoughts that came to mind is like, who wrote this speech? I mean, did President Xi write the speech for him? Or somebody from the CCP say, hey, President Biden, I mean, this is what you ought to tell the people, They got to be good boys and girls, and if they're lucky, we might be able to let them, have a hot dog on 4th of July with, just a couple of their neighbors. Not everybody, we're not going to have everybody there, It's that's not going to be good. But you got to just keep wearing your mask because, the evidence, there's clear evidence. It's irrefutable that wearing masks is saving lives. I don't know where that evidence is. I don't know where he's getting that. You know, because you even had, lest we forget, and people want to conveniently forget this, which is amazing to me. Dr. Fauci last year was saying, you know, forget about masks. They're not going to help you out. Of course, then that got corrected because I don't know if Joe Biden at all had stock in mask development or something or whatever. But suddenly everybody had to wear masks. And then it's not two masks. You got to wear three masks. It's just been absurd. But it's all about compliance. I'm here on the West Coast now, and I got to tell you, it's quite the contrast. We were talking with DeRoy Murdoch earlier in the week, and DeRoy is in Florida. He's down in Miami. He was at CPAC in Orlando before and stuck around for a couple of weeks. And he said, Bill, he goes, this is like, you know, for me coming from New York, being in Florida, this is like East and West Germany. I mean, he just cannot believe the freedom difference that exists in Florida. And I tell you, I said, well, exactly. I'm in California. It's the same thing. I mean, everything is so constrained. There is, it's almost like there's a dark pall, so to speak, a dark mood over the state that, I was born and raised in the state. I just cannot believe what has happened, but it's just like, it's the minions, you know, all us minions, we're getting conditioned to comply. Everybody's going to be inoculated, whether you feel comfortable about being inoculated or not. And people ask me, Bill, are you going to get inoculated? I go, hey, look, I didn't even get flu shots. My mother would yell at me, you need a flu shot. And I said, why do I need a flu shot? Every time I get a flu shot, I get the flu. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. And so you might say to your own peril, Bill, and that's okay. You know, this is a free country, and I choose not to put something. I mean, God created our protective defenses within our skin, and now we're going to violate that protection by putting a needle in it to put in God only knows what. You know, we spoke with an expert several weeks back. She's a doctor, 30 years of experience in this line of work. He says, Bill, they just didn't do all the work. It's impossible for them to do all the work that needed to be done. I mean, there's a reason. Traditionally, we're talking about a 5 to 8 year process. Even with Operation Warp Speed, you're bound and determined there's going to be things that are falling through the cracks. And I tell people, you know, in fact, it was just at a luncheon yesterday with some old friends from a radio station that we were, you know, we had such great stories, and it was such a privilege to work with these people in Southern California. And we had just a great time. We were talking about this deal, and I said, look, it's an individual choice. It's what you choose to do individually. You know, you ask me, and if you want an answer, I'll give you an answer what I'm going to do. But I'm doing it based on science, based on people who know better, like this doctor of 30 years and others that said, look, it, she wouldn't take it. She's not going to give it to her family. She's not going to give it to her patients because there's still too many questions out there. And, oh, by the way, I mean, we hear, you know, these stories about people dying after being inoculated. And you say, well, Bill, that's, you know, it's about 1,000 people. That's not, you know, that's not it. You know, right now, anything that has to do with COVID and the whole numbers behind it are all suspicious for me. I don't know about you. I have questions. I mean, we've known from the get-go that the numbers that are related to COVID have been worked. They've all been juiced. We've had doctors, you know, from Bakersfield who reported on this earlier. Of course, they were the ones also that supported the veracity and the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. Well, you say hydroxychloroquine, oh my God, you know, you're a nut, you know, you're canceled. You don't know what you're talking about because, you know, the new standard in America, if it's not Facebook or Twitter or Zuckerberg or Bill Gates, because these are the geniuses, right, of all things that is science. And if they don't agree with that, well, then you're canceled. You can't put a notice out there. You can't have a discussion with people. But forget the fact that you've had people who are literally on their deathbed saying goodbye to their family, and hydroxychloroquine turned the tide for them, and they're alive today. Now, this is anecdotal, I understand, but, you know, when you have a pandemic like this, when you don't know everything, you're willing to try whatever it is that's available, whatever might work. Because look at how many people, over 500,000 people, you know, have perished as a result of this pandemic that our president doesn't even care to even address where it came from. I mean, that was missing
quite obviously from his speech. No, don't want to talk about that because is he so compromised with the Chinese? And it's amazing because here we went through four incredible years of pigpiling on Donald Trump and some supposed delusional association with the Russians, and they found nothing. You know, $70 million plus dollars of the people's money to investigate Donald Trump, and there was no Russian collusion. Here, we've got, we have footage, we have evidence, we have testimony of Joe Biden, his son, his family, involved with the Chinese. You just heard what Justin Danhoff had to say about what happened in 2013 and how the Chinese were able to come in and work the system. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. And you wonder, you go, okay, what was behind that decision? You know, how much money into the Biden Corporation, the family corporation, was involved in that conversation and in that decision? And where's Barack Obama? I mean, this is his vice president allowed to do this. You know, did Barack Obama participate in the selling out of America as well? You know, how much did he get? I mean, the rank corruption that has taken place within our government and what we hear about, it's like, look, at the American people have to stand up and say enough of this stuff, enough of this insider trading that has been going on, is still going on. They said, oh, we stopped doing it after Peter Schweitzer called them out on it several years ago. But Nancy Pelosi and them are still getting away. In fact, she found a way to kind of get around it because she was able to get, you know, a little piece of the pie from that $1.9 trillion of COVID relief, supposedly, of which only 9%, only 9% of that, of all that money goes to COVID. The rest of it goes to heal these you know, very inefficiently operated democratic states that are underwater and in trouble. And so we're bailing them out. And all these other things, it's disgusting what Nancy Pelosi, and they all come together. And I'm ashamed of Joe Manchin. I wanted to respect Joe Manchin, but Joe Manchin doesn't even have the intestinal fortitude to call it out for what it is. He says, oh, this is a great bill. It's going to really help. Come on. Come on, Joe. Don't tell me that. It's not so, Joe. You know what's in it. It's a mess. And we got bamboozled once again. And look what's happening to America's indebtedness and the impact it will have on our kids and our great-grandkids. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
while IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis.
For more information, visit IBM.com/environment.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, America has got to stiffen up its spine a bit and say, look, we're not going to get pushed around. I got to tell you, I am shocked at what Joe Biden had to say last night to us. The fact that he could even, you know, complete some sentences and talk about what's going on. And then it was kind of like meandering, you know, kind of lost in his presentation. But no substance, but a lot of, behavior modification therapy for the American people. You know, Adam Holtz is with us right now from Focus on the Family. He's the Plugged In director. We're going to talk about the Plugged In Awards. But before we do, I'm curious, Adam, if you had a chance to hear the president last night and, what your thoughts were. Because I really felt like we were really being talked down to, like we were a bunch of little kids that didn't know better. And that, you know, hey, if you're really good, you know, you keep wearing your mask and wash your hands, then maybe we'll let you have a hot dog with your friends on, on the 4th of July.
Bill, I confess that I was driving children from activity to activity. So I only know some of the things I've read and heard, which pretty much are, you know, In line with what you're saying. I think that there are two ways of approaching things here that, you know, fall between a Republican or a conservative and a Democrat and a progressive. And it feels like on the progressive end, there's a desire to control everything.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm just speaking in broad generalities, and obviously that's no great revelation to your audience, but mm-hmm. Obviously there were voices that hoped he would be a moderate, I don't think that's really happening. So
No, there's no moderation, and you're exactly right. It's come down to us against them, power against freedom. Here it is. We've seen this time and time again, that when you take liberty out of the hands of the people and you put it in the hands of the government, it's no longer sustainable, and it becomes oppression. And this is what's happening. I mean, look at the American people. When you look back over this past year and all that we went through, and it was interesting, some of the media that were fair-minded did kind of a TikTok of how this broke down and, you know, what happened and how, you know, slowly but surely, you know, that jacuzzi that we thought we were in and we were relaxing and how we've been cooked in this last year and gently how they were able to steal our liberties away, all under the guise of this free, you know, this fear factor that they threw out there.
And, you know, and all the other deal is under the faux science of, well, we had to listen to the science. And the science is not backing it up. And look what happened. I mean, we've got, you know, the beauty of this federal republic is that you've got 50 experimental laboratories in the 50 states right. of America, right? And look
no,
at the states.
Exactly right.
Look at the states that have done well. It is the ones that have opened up, the state open, managed to keep their kids in school and that sort of thing. They're the ones that are, and thank God for them, because if they didn't do it, Adam, our economy would really be in the tank. We would be so upside down right now. And thank God for the leadership of those governors that had the audacity to utilize some common sense, right?
No, that's right. And I think I want to pivot just a half turn on what we're talking about here. That desire for control that I was mentioning, yeah, we're seeing it not only in politics, but in culture. And obviously it plugged in. I spent a lot of time thinking about what's happening in pop culture. But, you know, I saw an article yesterday about Pat Boone basically saying Speedy Gonzales being canceled from the old Warner Brothers cartoons mm-hmm. is ridiculous. And for just a moment, Bill, it felt like, you know, something from The Onion yeah. or the Babylon Bee. I'm like, right. is this even a Pat Boone renounces the cancellation of Speedy Gonzales and Dr. Seuss? Like, it's almost like an old dot matrix printer that just zips across the paper.
Right.
And every time it zips across, we have an ever finer filter of things that are potentially problematic. And, you know, by the time you get to Dr. Seuss and Speedy Gonzales, you have to ask, well, what's next?
What's Did left?
Do you think survive the purge culturally?
Exactly. No, and here it is. And all this being done in the midst of a serious problem that we have in dealing with, you know, dealing with COVID and in dealing with it, I'm saying, hey, in dealing with reopening our country and getting kids back to school and, you know, these, you know, dealing with a narrative that wants to hold us back and keep us blind boxed and begging and beholden, you know, to the government. You know, it's like that, that saying, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Well, that's what Joe Biden is saying. You know, and whether he's a senator or president, I think he's figured out now he's president. And I'm here to help. And it's going, wait a minute, how are you helping us by keeping a lid down upon us? This isn't, you know, he talks and he appeals to the American DNA and the American culture. This is anti-American to do what we have done, to be held under like this, and then to clearly ignore the data that right. says, look what the communist Chinese did to not only America, but did to the world. And now you've got, Congressman Mass out of Florida saying, look at, he wants massive action to punish China for this COVID cover up. And it's not just China that covered up. It's the WHO that has become the standard and is tied in with the CDC that, and if, you know, you say something that is in conflict with the WHO or the CDC, then, you know, forget it. You're canceled. Twitter cancels you. Facebook, you got to make sure that you follow the party line. You better make sure that you are, you know, checking into Bill Gates and see what, the latest is from Bill Gates and that you don't say anything in conflict with him, right?
Right. Well, and, the goalposts are constantly shifting. I mean, I think early on when I listened to Anthony Fauci, he seemed pretty reasonable. You know, I'm like, all right, this guy seems, you know, just sort of the man on the street take.
Right.
But on any given day, who knows what the story will be? I mean, it's back and forth and up and down. And I think it does get at your argument here that it is about control. Mm-hmm. And so they keep moving the goalposts to maintain the control because they like that control. That's their goal.
Sure, and as long as we're confused, then we're bifurcated and we're right. easily conquered and manipulated and controlled to the point that it's going to be, all right, if you want to travel, then you better show me your card that says that you got stuck by the needle.
Right.
And, this is what this is all coming down to, and think you not, let me tell you.
Yep.
So no, much for freedom.
We're still living, we're not through this season yet, and I hope that we can get to the other side and be able to look back and learn some real lessons from what's happened here.
Well, like anything, Adam, when you look back historically, when we got to the other side, we did it together. We're united on this. And again, we've got, you know, it's like the Word of God. You know, when you lose sense of direction and what's up and what's down and your compass is going schizoid, you need to recenter. You need to reset on the Word of God. And here in this country, we've got the Word of God and we've got a Constitution. And we need to reset on those critical points. And if we do, I think we have the opportunity, like you said, to come together, e pluribus unum, with all the different factions of this country, this wonderful tapestry of humanity and culture that we have intermixed on this country, knowing that at the end of the day, Adam, we all want to end up in the same place. You know,
And I look at the relationships that I have with the people on my block. Mm-hmm. I have neighbors that have different political persuasions than me. It doesn't influence the way I relate to them. Mm-hmm. I'm not canceling them. You know, if they're going out of town for the weekend and they want us to keep an eye on their house, we can do that. I mean, it's just we can still relate to each other as human beings. We don't have to be tribalized. And, man, we are being tribalized right now, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to what end? So that the power brokers, so the power brokers can control us. This is what's happening.
Yep.
Adam, congratulations again for Plugged In and all the great work you're doing. And I wanted to give some time to talk about the Plugged In Awards and how people can participate. Tell us about it.
Each year we do nominations in five categories: best movies for kids, teens, parents or adults, and best Christian movie. And if you go to our blog at pluggedin.com, and there's a blog tab in the upper right hand corner, you can find our links to each of those categories. And then you can look through the movies that we've nominated for kids. It's Black Beauty, The Croods, The New Age, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, Onward, and Red Shoes and the Seven Dwarfs. And you can vote for your favorite right on the blog, or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram pages and vote there, and we're going to reveal our staff choice and the voters, the people's choice, if you will, next week. So we want to encourage people to check that out. And then we've got the other three categories as well for teens, adults, and best Christian movie.
Well, very cool. So Jim Daly is putting together a swag bag for all the nominees. Is that right?
No. Not really. There are no swag bags.
We're okay.
Putting the non in nonprofit, as I like to say.
I just had to throw that in there because, you know, this is the swag bag season, right?
It is.
And you hear about the amount of money that's involved. And, of course, in California, the Franchise Tax Board is there to make sure that, hey, you want to take one of those swag bags? Well, we've got a little tax bill to send your way, right?
Man. Yeah, a little reality check for him.
You gotta love this state. I'm having all kinds of fun here. This is quite the eye opener, as I was sharing with the audience here in the West Coast, with the grandkids and with my family here in California. And I agree with Deroy Murdoch. Deroy says the big shift for him from New York to Florida was like East and West Germany. I said, well, I can relate to that. That feels the same way for me from Florida to California. You gotta have that sense. But it's fun to be with the family, and I look forward to more freedoms, but we got to make sure freedom continues to ring. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. Take care.
God bless.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.